The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
It's familiar, but not too familiar, but not too not familiar. It's a new craze. Angry girls, do you wanna just say, hey, I wanna? Just say, hey, I wanna.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, my brother, me. We have an exciting opening plan for you. For the first time in history, we're going to be attempting our first interactive choose your own opening. We have three different selections on tap for you today. One is, this is our 100th Max Fun show. Second is X Games.
That one's mine, and it's going to be the best.
Third is Arnani's birthday is today.
Okay.
So we have three options. If you could, if you look underneath your chair or car, just let
don't,
the wheel go.
Don't, or no. Jogging suit. Look underneath your jogging suit.
Look underneath your jogging pants.
Don't get in there. Butt. Don't get in there in your butt.
You should find a three-tiered sort of button knob dial that you can turn to whichever choice you like. So go ahead and do that now, and we'll see how those
please
come in.
Be careful.
You can also text I like number 2 to number 555.
If you text that to everyone you know, then that will tell
I'm sure
us.
We're in your phone somewhere.
Uh-huh. And if not, it'll phone tree back to us. That's how
happy,
that works.
Happy. So I'm looking at the results coming in here. Happy birthday, Nani. Happy Max Fun birthday. But it looks like the winner is X Games.
All right. So here we go.
Okay. Welcome, my brother and me, the X Games of comedy. I'm your host, Super Spike Justin McElroy.
And I'm your middlest host, Sean White.
I am your baby host. I'm Tony Hawk. It's the only one I know, guys. I'm sorry. It's the only one I know. It's the only one.
Get out of here, old man.
Get out of here, old man. Me and Sean White are trying to carve up some snow.
Do you guys have any comedy stunts planned for our X Games episode?
I was going to snowboard off the off of Bob Newhart's face.
I was gonna try to do a 900 rotation off of a half pipe, but what that is that it rotates towards. What he just said racist? And then no, mm-hmm. I don't think it's racist. I think it is, and then 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 I land it.
That's a slalom. Yeah,
no, it's a slalom. It's a. I'm turning in the air, vacillating between if what I just said was racist or not.
So go ahead and do that.
Okay. Hey, gringos.
That one, I feel like you botched that pretty much.
No, wait, let me try again. No, I didn't do it right. Let me try again. Hey, gringos, I'm going to Harvard.
Oh,
okay.
Wow.
Do you see what I just did there? I just turned the perception
can't believe
on
you. Did
you. I turned the perception in back on itself.
I'm going to try to say the word pussy. But I'm going to make it last for a whole minute.
Don't stop. Don't give up. I'll tell you when you can give up.
Can you, keep going over me? Because people aren't going to want to listen to me say what we're
yeah,
no,
right.
You got to do
all
this.
All right, we're going to start right now.
I meant, keep doing the show over me.
Oh, I thought you wanted to, barbershop quartet this.
Why would I ever want that?
You failed.
Pussy.
How am I supposed to succeed if my fucking crew team is acting a fool?
I can't. I'm not rowing the comedy boat forward.
I'm trying to do fucking long-form endurance comedy sports, and you guys are trying to do short-term shit on top of it. And I'm sick of it. I've trained for years.
I'm trying to break the record for longest on-screen kiss here.
Oh, my God.
My record just got stolen by The Bachelor,
guys,
and now I got to take it back.
No, you know what? We're going to talk about The Bachelor because I have no other way to do this. In the latest episode, one of the dates was they went to the Guinness Book of World Records, which, first off, cool date. And second off, they made them break the record for longest on-screen kiss, which was 3 minutes and 15 seconds.
Really?
I had to watch the, and they didn't cut away. They did like window and window, so like you could watch it happen the whole time. I watched two motherfuckers, ABC made me watch two motherfuckers put their mouths together for 3 minutes and 16 seconds, and it was the least erotic thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah.
Wait, what held the record before that?
I don't know, but it's torture porn. Hostile 4. I don't know what it was, because it was fucking... When you think about, like, all the spit in their mouths, when they started, like, 1.5 minutes in, like, surely we're almost done, because my mouth has become a vault of spit. And then they look it's over, actually, not even it's, halfway through.
It's a medical fact that after you kiss someone for 316 seconds, or 3 minutes and 16 seconds, you become a match for organ donors.
Oh, God. It was rough.
That's true.
It was rough stuff.
It looks like the previous record holder was from a movie called Elena Undone, in which two women kiss for 3 minutes and 15 seconds.
Yeah. Let me just update my Netflix queue.
So, as you've certainly guessed by now, this is an advice show where we comedy. And you can give us questions, Ryan. Give us questions at mbmbam@maximumfun.org. We also take questions from the Yahoo News Answer Service, and we take those and we make fun of those too. So you never know. It's kind of a grab bag here on the show. So let's grab a bag and thump this melon. I have a little social media problem. All of my profile pictures are either years old or non-existent, and I don't have any recent pictures of myself that I really like. I was planning on having someone take a good, professional-looking picture of myself and using that on my profile pic of everything, but now I think that might be a lazy solution. Someone who looks me up on each site will just see the same picture over and over again. Should I take the effort to make more pictures in various settings or focus my energy into one really good picture? And that's from Out of Focus on Facebook.
And that's from Non-Existent Question in 10 Years.
Yeah, that is a really... good question, I think.
It is. It's a really good question. It's the best question. Travis, you don't understand, because you are in the theater. You have a built-in apparatus for having pictures of your face on hand, up to date, 24/7. Justin and I don't have that. People just don't take pictures of me and Justin.
They really don't. They can't find me. Sorry, paparazzo.
But here's the thing, though. It seems to me like it would be beneficial, because you're building a brand, and if you have the same picture on everything,
but
it's identifiable. It's like those people that like signed up in like 1997 for like a really super weird email address and are still using it.
Mm-hmm.
It would be easy just to have their own name, and then when someone's like, "And what's your email?" and you're like, "It's ChewbaccaFan72." Thank you for considering
and
me.
And people
for
like,
this job.
Oh, man, that's a fucking great email. How'd you land ChewbaccaFan72?
I think it's so unfair to have this conversation with a person in the theater.
Right.
Because you have theater people have an infinite supply of.
Why does it sound like you're vomiting when you say it?
Pictures of them in like dope costumes and armor and sword fighting and fire. And beautiful ladies and explosions and shit. It's not fair. Me, if you took a picture of me at my job, you know what it looks like? It looks like if I had a toilet under me, I'd be pooping all day. Like, that's what my job looks like.
Wait, hold on. Let me ask you a question real quick. Do you think I work for Cirque du Soleil?
Yeah. I think you're one of those bendy, orgy-loving frogs. That's what I think.
But... see, in the theater, we do have these things called headshots, and it basically is the idea of one picture that you use for everything.
Mm-hmm. But we are constant, like Griffin and I, we are in a job where if you try to, you do have to kind of treat yourself like an entity, like a brand that you are selling, but also the moment you are actually doing that, you're the pits. You're the worst.
Yeah.
Right.
So you gotta pretend
you're stumbling into a great picture.
You need to get and promote headshots, but with a level of discretion that is not required in theater. In fact, it's kind of frowned upon, I would say.
Right.
I think that there's a market for this for us to capitalize. Whatever happened to the industry of like ma and pa photo companies where you like go and you get their homecoming pictures? Does that still happen?
Yeah, that's going on here.
I guess.
Really?
Johnson's is still going strong.
It's a simpler time.
Let me suggest this. Next time you're hanging out with a bunch of friends, say, hold on, guys. I've got one other great friend I want to invite. His name is popular photographer Ricky Phillips. And then Ricky Phillips shows up, and he's, like, discreetly taking headshots of you with friends. So it looks like you were just hanging out cash, mm-hmm. but really, he brings lighting. Man, he snaps a great picture.
He is going to need to thread a needle in order for this to be as discreet as we need it to be. He's going to have to roll up and be like, yo, what up, Michael? Hey, buddy, haven't seen you since the funeral. Let's set up these light cones.
So my photosynthesis will kick off because that's how I eat. I have a disease.
I got a camera. Justin got me a camera for Jesus' birthday, and like I bring it around to stuff now in Austin. Like anytime we have events, like I'll bring it around and snap some great JPEGs of people's faces. But I can't like hand it off to somebody and be like, "Hey, can you hold this?" And it, man, I if know. You wanted to snap a JPEG of the G-Man, I would not hate it. You know, I would not hate you for it. Just make sure you get
it. Feels to me like this is like quantum physics. Like as soon as it becomes observed, uh-huh. it's pointless.
Well, you just got to leave the camera on the ground and like just walk away from it.
And then just walk away.
I hope
my wife has seen me in the worst, like most compromising positions of my life. But if we are at a public event and I'm taking pictures of like her and people in the event, there is no shame greater than looking her in the eyes and saying, hey, can you take the camera for a while so I can be in some of the pictures? Like,
the people will know that I was here too.
I'm 32 goddamn years old. Yeah. That can't be that way. That's why there's no videos. If you were a dad born before 1980, there's no video of you. You probably don't exist.
Right.
You're just a voice in the background saying, no, don't eat that.
Don't.
And then what sucks the most is when you take all these great JPEGs of people's beautiful faces. And we're talking like 3 megabyte files. We're talking big. We're talking potential billboards. And then they pull out their like Nokia 9700. And they're like, let me snap you now. It's like, oh, fucking great. Because I've always wanted a picture of me that was exactly 3 pixels. Just a 2 tan pixels on top of a brown
that
pixel.
Looks like something you'd make on Mario Paint.
That's fantastic. Right. Thank
you're
you.
Worrying about your aperture and your shutter
right.
speed.
Do you like, even know about the
got
rule of thirds?
Dumb thumb on a greasy screen.
And they're just like, oh, I forgot to turn on the flash.
Yeah. It's ugh. Like, oh, hold on. I've got a snake game I need to finish up.
Have you been snapping a lot of JPEGs, Griffin?
I've been
are those on you putting those on Facebook?
I'm putting them on the book, yeah, and people love them. And like there's a thrill that goes along with like uploading a bunch of JPEGs and then just like bouncing for the day. Maybe you don't use the internet. Maybe you get some farming done. And then you come back and there's like 40 notifications of people like, I fucking love the way I look in this picture. It's like, yeah, but it's because you look great and this photo is great. Now where's... Ugh. Let me go. Let me loose. Get me on the book.
Get me into my zone.
My Facebook right profile picture is like me in like senior in high school with like a shitty beard, and I probably still have braces. I don't know how to use my phone.
It's not your picture at all.
I'm looking at your picture right now.
Well, let me ask you this. I think we've talked before about like what makes a good Facebook picture. What makes a good Twitter profile picture?
I think it's good if you have like a little, like half of a word balloon mm-hmm. in the picture, so it looks like you're saying the thing that you're tweeting.
That's uh-huh. I like that. That's I like cute. That. It's gotta That's be. Fun. It's gotta represent who you are. Like it's got for me. It's gotta be funny. Like maybe I'm wearing like a loud shirt and I'm sort of shrugging. Uh-huh. Like I don't know.
I like it when it looks like when it's in a small version, like it's nudity, but then you click on it and it's just like a really close up of your nose or something.
Oh, that's how they get you. That's how YouTube, uh-huh. That's how YouTube gets you. That's how you got to expand your YouTube profile is like a split second clip of like something that looks like a butt, but then they click it and they watch it and it's your elbows and they got your view. That's how you get them on Facebook. That's how you expand your profile.
That's how Brento Floss got all his views. He just puts lots of pictures of his elbows up there.
Uh-huh. You put your elbows on there. And maybe your elbows have nipples. Do you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Maybe you've glued nipples onto your elbows.
Now, that may not work so well on Facebook when, like, your nanny is scrolling around and then she sees your name next to a profile picture that looks like boobs or a butt. And then she's like, she'll click it, though.
She will.
It's human nature. It's physiology. You got to know what's up with that butt. I will take pictures of anyone. If you need a new face picture, then I will get that for you. If you want to,
I tried it at holidays when Griffin first got his camera.
I got some great JPEGs of you.
Yeah, they're not super in focus though, and that's really important.
You dick!
I don't want to be a monster. I don't want to be that guy.
There's a really great picture of you where you look like Jamie Lee Curtis from that scene in True Lies.
Mm-hmm. Uh huh. That was a good picture. I don't know how you did that with lighting and smoke and stuff, but it looked great. Hey, do you have a Yahoo question answer?
This Yahoo answer was sent in by Layla. Oh, thank you, Layla. It's by Yahoo Answers user Farah, who asks, should I be worried if my girlfriend posted a twerking video on Facebook? My girlfriend and her best friend, they both posted a twerking video on Facebook and agreed to delete it after 1 hour. She used to be the girl who cheated and never settled down. Now, since she's with me, she changed and settled down, but yet it's only been around 3 months together. She can go back anytime. Wow. Should I tell her not to do it, or should I just let her? Wow, that was a fucking rough one, guys.
I am going to very quickly.
Don't Google twerking. Nope, twerking. Don't. You'll
don't
betray
Google
the comedy.
It. I'll just tell you what it is. Travis?
What is it?
Okay, you know when she pops the booty?
Uh-huh.
And then she does a booty shake.
Uh-huh.
And in your head, all you hear is booty, 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 like in the hit song.
Uh-huh.
That is twerking. And it shakes really fast. You're like, I don't know how to do that. Mm. I don't know how to do that. I don't know how anybody does that. But that's what twerking is.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it's that fast butt shake where you're squatting down on the ground and you're like twerking it.
Uh-huh.
That word, I've not heard a more incongruous word to dance action, I think, in my life. Like when you hear crumping, you think like, well, that just sounds like somebody violently flailing. And like, yep, that's pretty much it.
Nailed
it. Twerking it sounds like sounds like it could be like a kid's thing, like the jerk, but for kids.
See, that's funny. I put
a twerking gif in the Skype chat if you guys want to just check that out.
It sounds to me like a tiny adjustment you make to some kind of bubblegum machine.
Why would you put this in front of me?
So you guys have a visual reference to what twerking is.
Oh goodness.
I don't know how this woman is doing this. Yeah, she's. I don't know how she's managing to.
It's got to be wires, maybe pneumatics.
Yeah, this is like seeing the Matrix for the first time. What each butt cheek is twerking, independent of the other. It's amazing.
This GIF was actually made by the Wachowski brothers.
They look like they're having a really terrible argument with each other. No, I like Bush. No, I like Kerry. We are on opposite sides of the political spectrum and also a butt crack.
Oh, I barely pulled myself away from it.
I know. Let's.
Oh, my God.
The podcast is canceled.
It hypnotized me, and now I'm going to kill the president. It Manchurian candidated me. This twerking butt Manchurian candidated me. And I did not sign up for this when I Google image search twerking.
See, why don't. But call it like rump bumping. You know, call it
rump bumping.
Call it jiggling or something, like the jiggle jig or something like that. Like something that is more representative.
I mean, you're talking about hip hop dance lingo that has a word for when you finish on girl's back and then stick a sheet to it.
No, one 14-year-old rapper saying that word in one of his songs does not make it a cultural thing.
Touchstone?
No.
I guess it's not actually technically a dance move either.
I mean, no, God, I hope not.
It would require that would require some like pretty crazy muscle control in order to do that rhythmically.
Yeah, or just really amazing timing.
Yeah.
We've got to get to the club now.
Oh, man. I was going to say that funny thing you said, but then you said it. So I was like, well, this one goes to Trav.
Thank you.
Game, set, match.
Game, set, match.
Hey, man, where's Tony? Oh, his boss made him twerk late.
Everybody's twerking for the week. You know what my favorite Fred Savage sitcom was? Twerking.
That one was a little on the nose.
What? Let me try again.
Okay.
Try again.
You don't have to be crazy to twerk here, but it helps.
Okay, that's not bad.
What's up with this guy though, whose girlfriend posted a twerking video on Facebook? It's hard for us to cast like to throw any shade at this person because like we just talked about that. We just talked about how you had to expand your social media profile. Any which way but loose. And there's nothing loose about twerking it.
You gotta keep it tight. And it's, you know, it's so hard too because I can sympathize with this. You spend so much time honing this skill of twerking. Uh-huh. And you want to share it that, you don't want to keep your light under a bushel. Mm-hmm. You want to show everybody how you do. You know, you want to show them how you twerk. And I don't think it's right as a boyfriend to sort of limit your art that way.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point.
Especially when she's only putting it up for an hour.
Just an hour.
Now, in
the great span of the universe, she is only going to be visibly twerking for a blink of an eye.
That is an excellent point, Travis. Why is she putting it up for an hour? This is what I... For a limited engagement in select theater. I really wanted to watch Farrah's girlfriend twerk it on Facebook, but it didn't come to my city, which is a real shame. I hear it's got a real... It's picking up a lot of Oscar buzz. Catherine Bigelow
I got the time zones mixed up. I thought it was at 4 Eastern, but it was at 4 Standard, and I missed it.
4 Standard. Now, is that a different time zone than Eastern? In standard time.
Central. I meant to say Central. Fuck. Damn it. Podcast is canceled.
Nice job, podcast.
Now, Justin, you've been quiet for a while. I'm going to guess you've been Googling either the word twerking or maybe things with work in the title that you could say twerk inside of.
No. No?
No.
No.
What were you going to say, Justin?
I just want to say... twerking not too
okay.
far.
All right.
That's no way to make a living. Right?
Okay.
This girl should look into Snapchat.
What's that?
That's a new thing the teens are doing.
I don't.
Where it's a self-destructing photo or short clip. It's chat that you do with your friends, but the picture doesn't remain. And a lot of folks are saying, hey, this is made for sexting.
Yeah.
There is literally no other purpose for this.
They are saying that only because that is exactly right.
Literally.
And it's the only thing it's designed for.
Yeah, it's a good thing. Is it made out of special vampire glass that you also can't take a picture of the temporary picture? Fucking get it together, people. I figured it out in 35 seconds. And teens, this is all they think about. All the teens think about is way to see dicks and boobs and butts and vaginas. They will figure it out in four seconds.
Is it possible that Snapchat was created for pirate maps?
Wait a minute.
You don't want everyone to be able to find your hidden gold.
Mm-hmm.
You want it to self-destruct. You just want your friend Brenda to be able to find
Brenda the pirate.
Your booty.
This could be so
either way, you're helping somebody find your booty.
Sure.
I mean, no matter what you're using Snapchat for, it's booty centric.
So, National Treasure 3, Legend of Curly's Gold, wherein Curly is the nickname for Benjamin Franklin. And then Nick Cage...
Because he had a hooked wiener.
Right. Like a pigtail. And then Nick Cage...
Keep turning! I'm not in!
Nicolas Cage.
Sit and spin, please, or it's very painful.
Nick Cage pours lemon juice and heats up an old parchment of Ben Franklin's, and very quickly, an animated GIF of Ben Franklin twerking it appears and then disappears. And inside of that twerking, it was Morse code. And what does it say? Mm-hmm. The Constitution. The end.
And then we learned that our greatest gift is freedom.
Mm-hmm. The freedom to twerk it as we choose, as we like.
When Ben Franklin opens a bottle, it's of wine, that's pretty much the end of the party.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, you know, once he gets to that point and he's corkscrewing it, then it's time for everybody to go home.
Oh, you're talking about with his dick still.
With his dick.
I already forgot the fiction we established.
Well, let's rebuild the fiction.
Okay, sorry.
That's it. That's the thing about wine.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought it earlier, but I didn't want to step on your toes there mm-hmm. when you were saying something not as funny as opening a wine bottle with his dick.
So it's a new kind of competitive collaboration.
it's like American Gladiators now. We're working together, but we're working against the American Gladiators of
our listeners. Actively working against our listeners.
We're trying to destroy them from the inside out.
Let's do another question.
Much like Ben Franklin having sex with a woman.
Okay.
All right now.
That would be rough, though.
It would be pretty brutal. But God, think about how smart you'd be after.
Why?
He would be having sex with you, and then he'd whisper in your ear like, quad vocals. Mm-hmm. And you'd be like, oh my God, Da Vinci coded.
He would drop a what are those things called? There's like good advice. What are they called? Rhyme? It's got like a whole book of them.
Twerk?
Poor Richard's.
The Poor Richard's Almanac. He would like lean in and be like, it's super good to get boned by a corkscrew penis. And then you'd be like, "That's I didn't even think about it that way, but that's..."
So poor Richard's would help them forget about his poor dick.
Right.
That's what you're saying.
His awesome dick.
No, because like, poor...
Next question!
I like to stay current, and I spend a lot of free time getting up on the latest in politics, movies, music, viral videos, etc. So when a friend of mine sends me a music video or a clip of some dumb shit Bill O'Reilly said, chances are I've already heard about it. How can I tell them that without sounding like a pretentious douche?
Impossible!
Impossible! That's from Too Hip in Texas. The answer is you cannot.
Nope.
Nope.
Here's the skill you need to learn. Pretending.
Let me give you it one step deeper, because everybody... If you exist on the internet, and the very fact that you're listening to this podcast suggests that you do, everybody knows everything about the pop culture. Like, everybody right. already knows everything, and that person who's even telling you that shit, they even know that you know about it already. It's like an established social courtesy. It's like a handshake. It's like, I'm going to tell you this thing you already know, and I'm going to see how good you do at pretending that you don't know about it.
Or, here's the solution.
What's that?
It's the agreement. When they're like, check out this awesome video, you go, I know, right? It's awesome. Like, you don't have to go, oh, I've seen it.
I'm really happy for internet, because I feel like if I didn't have internet, I would be hurtling towards just sort of like old age obscurity, like not knowing what's going on. Mm-hmm. But I feel like I have this tool now where I'm just like, in like no time in history before, I'm just like clinging to the side of the youth comment. Like, you cannot shake me.
You are.
I will continue to know what's going on. You are. I will not become relevant.
You are a koala bear clinging to the eucalyptus tree of youth.
Yes. You cannot get the youth eucalyptus tree. That's me. Mm-hmm. I'm just clinging to the side of it with my stubby little claws. Let me give you one word that will fix your whole problem, Too Hip. Here's the one word response. You ready? Classic. This means two things. One, this video you show me is new, and it will go down in my classic archive of classic comedy bits. To you, it means classic, one I've seen many times, but I'm happy to be reminded of. You have just been honest and lied with one word. Classic.
May I just counter-argument? That is actually... the douchiest thing you could possibly say.
Classic.
Classic bit. Oh,
that is classic internet right
Gangnam Style?
That is quintessential.
Ugh. gotta have Gangnam Style.
Okay, first off, 2013. Can we stop with douche? Can we let it go?
It's,
you know, in the film Premium Rush, Detective Monday, when he's chasing Wiley, the, you know, Joseph Gordon-Levitt character on the bike.
I'm gonna die.
He says, "I can't believe you can just say douche on TV anymore." You know, I think that's really offensive. Kids could be listening. And I was watching the movie, and of course, rooting against his character because he's trying to get the envelope from Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
I'm gonna be dead.
But I was thinking, that's true. You know, we should let douche go. I think we're done with douche right now. I think douche has gone around and eaten its own tail, and now
gross, is fuck. can we substitute for douche? Can we just say Premium Rush instead?
Yeah. Oh god,
this guy's a real He's fucking a Premium Rush, pretending that he hasn't seen Gangnam Style.
Well, okay, but there is a point, though, as you pointed out with Gangnam Style, where it's like when your friend goes, "Oh my god, have you seen this video? It's of a baby panda sneezing," where you can go, "Yes, of course I've seen it.
That was the Everyone's first video on the internet, you fucking Premium right? Rush."
What does that do, though? That this is what I'm saying to you. Telling the truth in that situation gets you nothing. You get no
I disagree, because here's what you're doing. You're saving that same friend from right. going around to all of his other friends and being like, "Check out this awesome video I found. So this music video called Gangnam Style."
This is exactly my point. People always try to say this when they're talking about correcting people. Like, well, if I correct them, then they won't do it. Not true. Not true, because they are going to resent you for being the one that corrects them. If you don't correct them, they'll resent the next person.
But it's
person.
A safe
space. You get to maintain your relationship.
You can create a safe space for them to be wrong in, is what I'm saying. If, like, one of my friends came in and was like, "Hey, have you seen this movie, The Godfather? I just checked it out. It's pretty good. I think you should watch it. It's a little indie film from, I believe, the 60s. Then I want to be able to tell
It's also possible your friend's been in a coma for 30 years.
I want to be able to tell that friend, like, "Hey, bud.
Hey, Awakenings.
Hey, bud. You know you're my bud, right?" But that's what you just said was so whack. And if you say that in front of people that don't love you like I love you, then you're going to get
You'll think you're a Premium Rush.
You're going to be in a spot of trouble. Have you guys seen this Premium Rush movie? Hey, friendo. Friendo, you need to lock that up, okay? I love you like a brother. There are people out there who don't.
They're rooting against you.
Everyone wants you to fail.
I'm in your corner, Awakenings. I want to teach you about culture as it is today. That's the hardest part. That's the least believable part about watching Homeland. Is this cat, the lead cat, has been in prison for 8 years and then gets back in 2012. The idea that anyone could be separated from this culture for 8 years and then live for more than a week after is insane to me. It is insane.
You basically become the old guy from Shawshank Redemption when that happens. You work at the grocery store, but you still have to ask to use the bathroom.
Yeah, yeah.
At one point, he says, "Have you seen this video on YouTube?" And I'm like, oh my god, you would never be able to catch up.
Yeah.
You would just sit in front of the computer. I do that it is a 4-hour job every day, don't tell my boss, to keep up with internet culture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and this guy's been out for 8 years.
What's hot right now, Juice?
In the internet?
Yeah, in the youth culture.
No, in the prison culture.
This is going to surprise you. Twerking.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm getting into it lately, past 20 minutes, so it seems to be going pretty good.
I'm afraid I'll hurt my butt if I try it.
Hey, you know what? If you really want to hurt your butt, I got a great place to head. It's extremerestraints.com. It's an adult super site for
all kinds. We didn't
put in. You got transition in the money zone, you dickhole.
Well, like, he can put it in. I don't need to say money zone.
Speaking of, speaking of, he can put it in.
As I said, Extremist Shrinks.com is an adult superstore for every hole. Every hole in your family is going to get serviced.
I don't want. Not your, there are several body. Holes in my family that I would prefer to remain vacuous.
No, your body family. Like, my body is a family of holes.
You know, brother
body,
butthole.
Mother butthole. Father Tate. My body is a family of holes.
Father Tate sounds like the worst character from, like, New Year, Rudolph Shiny New Year. I am Father Taint. I welcome in the new baby Taint.
You must rescue Father Taint or there will never be another Kwanzaa.
This is all awful.
Trinity 10-speed vibrating egg. I love my vibrating egg that I have currently, but doesn't offer me enough specificity.
Oh, Jesus.
You just head to Remote Sex Toys and you can get the Trinity 10-speed vibrating egg, and it looks like that retails for $78, and you're going to be able to pick it up for $39.95.
That is fucking savings and a half. With that savings, you can go and you can buy like 10 dozen real eggs, and then cook a big dinner for your family. An egg dinner.
Now, so here's another straight from Extreme Restraints recommended product. The ball-tugging stroker.
Okay, hit me.
Okay.
I mean, do we really need the explanation? It's literally all of its functions are eponymous.
Uh-huh. Every word there just says it. What's it do? It tugs balls while you stroke. It's the ball-tugging stroker.
ExtremeRestraints.com, you're going to be able to get 20% off any of these different penetrators that you buy.
Holy shit, it looks like a penis exoskeleton.
Right, sure.
It's good. So awesome looking.
It's like a sweet Voltron.
If I can get just through one day without you saying that out loud, Travis.
It's like an exoskeleton for your penis within like a special thing that goes around your balls. So that as you stroke it, it tugs on your balls.
When your penis has to do battle with a xenomorph, the best option is ExtremeRestraints.com.
Do you need a penis carapace? Here you go.
Okay.
Can I wear that? So I just, we haven't actually talked about this. I joined an intramural softball league.
Uh-huh.
Can I wear that as sports equipment?
I think you're fine.
Phenomenal.
Yes, also as a great way to intimidate your competitors.
Yeah, especially if you have it out.
Tuck it out a little bit.
Uh-huh. Okay. And I'm not going to be able to defeat that penis.
Yeah.
So coupon code MIDDLEIST, 20% off is what you're going to save. Head to the website, ExtremeStrengths.com. They are the biggest supporters of our program, and maybe it's time to spice things up a little bit. You know, Valentine's Day is coming up soon.
That is true.
And what better gift? What says romance like a cup for her nipple?
Right. Now, at this point, we've done – let me check. Yes, we've done 10,000 Extreme Restraint commercials. So I assume that all of you – have spent millions and millions of dollars there. So it is also important that you go back and review all the products that you've purchased. Give it, you know, a nice positive review and tell them MBMBAM sent you.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be good too. My best friend and I have been friends with benefits for almost 2 years now. A couple months ago, when I got my apartment, he immediately moved in with me. Even before then, we hung out literally every day, playing games and watching movies and snuggling, to the point where it became hard to hang out with other people since I'm kind of his only friend. He pretty much treats me like a girlfriend, but insists he doesn't feel love. What do I do to make him love me?
What?
Listen to me. Listen to me once out of the FWB zone. Listen. You deserve better than this. You have made this very easy for this person, and listen, we all have done this, so I'm not beating up on you, but you deserve better than this. You aren't going to make this person love you. You are going
and you shouldn't even try.
You shouldn't even try.
Because he sounds like the biggest premium rush ever.
He is a big premium rush, and I know you're going to live with him. That's fine. You know, you guys be friends, but listen. Something about cow and milk, you know?
Yeah.
I forget it. But there's something about it. There's a saying about it.
You should look on Urban Dictionary for what it says about cows and milk.
You are providing this person with every function of a girlfriend.
Well, not only that, but you're also providing, you know, it sounds like, with shelter.
Well, no, I mean,
food.
Yeah, it sounds like, well, I mean,
he's living with you as well.
This
and
sucks.
He doesn't have any other friends.
Oh my God. Listen to me. Listen. It's time. It's that. Listen, the snuggle train and the sexing train, that train just pulled into the station. Everybody off. It's time for him to fly on his own, little bird, out of the nest, because
now, can I just really quick, why would a bird ride on a train?
Because it's a long distance, it gets tired. Listen,
this is a train for birds? This is the best thing I've ever heard in my life. What if you're the only human being on that train, and you're like, oh, fuck.
Oh, it's a bird train.
God damn it.
Listen, you have gone through the physical motions of being in a relationship, and in much the same way that if you smile long enough you're going to feel happier, the emotions have followed. Like, it's completely rational and logical that you feel the way you do, and it's fucked that he doesn't.
Justin, what you've just described is a prime example of why the friends with benefits cannot be a long-term like arrangement, because it's fun at first, but after a while emotions always follow for at least one of the party,
right?
You know what I mean? And it always gets messy.
But what I'm saying is that maybe this is the arrangement that she wanted also for a while, but has only now developed feelings. Like, I'm not saying we have to make this guy out to sound like a total monster. You know what I mean? But, like, if he's not down with what you want now, then it's time to find a new thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, by me saying it sucks that he doesn't feel what you feel, I'm not saying that it's because he's a bad person. I'm saying it sucks for you, but you are never going to be happy in a relationship. And this goes for everybody, by the way. You are never going to be happy in a relationship that you had to con somebody into being in with you. Like, you're never, well, that's, I mean, never going to make you happy.
If you change the context and you were dating this person and, like, you wanted to, say, get married and they couldn't see ever taking the relationship to that level, then you would know you needed to get out of it. This is just like one step back. You want to take your relationship to the next level. They don't. That's a sign that you need to end
it. The reason I called this dude a major premium rush is because he actually said out loud, oh, I don't feel love.
Yeah.
Does he mean towards you, or does he mean like AI style?
Good question.
Well, no, because even in fucking AI, his love was real, but he is not.
Right, exactly. This guy's like a reverse AI.
Fair.
I don't know, guys.
I think that you're above it, and probably, you know what? Probably he is too. It sounds like it's not the right circumstance for either one of you. So continue being friends, and maybe even continue being roommates. But like, you need to end the friends with benefits.
If you're gonna start benefiting other people, then I don't think living with this dude is gonna be a hot plan.
Okay, I amend it then. It's probably time for him to move out.
Yeah, listen, it's time for you to go. I'm
time to get on that big long bird train
with all the other flock. Oh man. Listen, I know it sucks, but please take care of your heart and cut it off before you do more damage to yourself or you miss out on any more good days. Like, just get it over with, get the heartbreak over with, and move on to somebody who deserves you.
Don't cut your heart off, though. That's...
Don't cut your heart off. That's true. Just, you know.
Do you guys want a Yahoo? This Yahoo answer was sent in by Ira Ray.
Are you Ira Ray? Who wants to know?
Not me. Yahoo Answers user Zach Z.
Griffin doesn't care who you are.
I don't
are.
Give a fuck. Come one, come all. To the greatest show on earth. This Yahoo Answers user Zach Z, who asks, how do you get the side splits fast? I'm going to get into a special dance team, and I need to get the splits. They are going to see if I can in about 2 weeks. I'm pretty far, but not far enough. Help.
Have someone push you down.
It's side
split. I'm going to do a side split. Someone come push me down.
It's really just mind over matter, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. You got to keep a moist, supple taint, though, or else you'll rip it.
Never, ever again.
You do not want to rip your taint.
Never again, those three words. Never.
Well, because once it starts ripping, chances are it's just going to keep going, and pretty soon you'll be split in twain.
That's really what it. That's really how you train your body to do that, right? You, like, that particular part of your body has to become wider, right?
Well, because, okay, so this leads me to a question I've been wondering for a long time.
That's what they don't show you with people who are doing a side split, is when they're not side splitting, their taint is hanging below them like a saddlebag.
Like a turkey gobbler.
Yeah, it looks like a, yeah.
A waddle. It looks like a waddle.
I was a gobbler is what children call it.
Okay. Are you? Is that another way of, like, people who don't know what it's called call it? Like,
well,
no, that's what idiots.
I mean, there might be children listening.
It leads me to a question I've always wondered, which is, if you got someone strong enough, mm-hmm. and they, whilst hugging someone, grab both of their butt cheeks and pulled apart really hard, could you rip someone in half? Because I feel like the butt crack is like that little slit that they make in packages that allow you to open it easily.
Yeah, sure.
And it's like God's way of saying, rip this person in two.
Right, sure. It's your Achilles heel, except it's your asshole.
Have
you never wanted that, you guys? You never wanted that? Come on.
Why God perforated us? Tearing?
You're saying that if you were to tear a human being in half long ways, that the best place to start would be the butt cheeks because it's natural handles, and also there's already...
Obviously. I mean, that's a given. Okay. That's not my question. My question is, I don't know if anyone's ever tried it before, but would it be a clean break?
God.
Could you do it in two?
I don't even think Hulk Hogan in his prime could do that.
The power team could.
Maybe.
The blessing of God's will. You know,
I just thought about it, and I watched the Hulk Hogan sex tape, and he actually did do that. I take it back.
Brother, are you ready for my special move, brother?
Here it comes. I'd rather not!
Hulkamania is about to run wild all over your butt and your vagina.
I'm going to tear your butt and vagina in half, brother.
Then there was a 48-hour manhunt.
Only one man could leave tracks like this.
It's Hulk Hogan running naked through the woods. Did you guys see the legend?
Somebody call Tommy Lee Jones.
I didn't destroy that butt, Hulk Hogan, sir.
I'm pretty sure you did.
We actually have a sex tape of you doing it. I'm Hulk Hogan destroying this butt.
You have butt blood all over your hands. We can tell.
Sir, Andre the Giant is dead. There's nobody else.
Have you guys seen that Hulk Hogan Andre the Giant sex tape?
Oh my god. It's
just both of them in a test for dominance trying to tear the other one's butt.
It's like the opening scene in Melancholia where the two planets collide. That's basically what we're talking about.
It's like the last scene in Over the Top.
Except it's under the bottom.
Oh, man.
Can we be done?
Hulk Hogan, it feels so good. I didn't think I would like the way it feels inside, but I do, in fact, like the way it feels. Thank you. I'm gonna call me new Hulk Hogan!
What the hell is that impression?
That's what Andre the Giant sounds like, mid-coitus, of course.
Because it sounds like the baby of Andre the Giant, Sylvester Stallone.
If you tear my butt in half, then I do not think I will laugh. Anybody want a penis? Hulk Hogan, perhaps you? Should we make a loan? I have 4 gallons of wine in my room.
Oh, fuck.
I have a bag of 30 hamburgers. I have that giant armchair Gallagher used to use. I have a bicycle built for two. It is just mine.
I'm gonna snap into some butt cheeks. What are you doing? Get out of here.
Randy, watch.
Nobody wants you here.
No one wants to tear your butt in half.
We're getting tender. Get out of here.
Oh, yeah. Avalanche. Tear my butt in half.
Get out of here, Randy.
Please.
Randy, please.
Some of us are adults.
Okay.
Trying to make love.
Well, everyone's childhood is ruined.
Sorry, everybody. Hey, at least we didn't make the very obvious Jake the Snake Roberts joke. Okay, so that's going to do it for us here on My Brother, Mate, I believe. I don't think we can ruin anything else. There's nothing else I can think of to ruin.
Well, there's lots of other things we could ruin, but we have lots more episodes to do.
We got to save it. Yeah, we got to save it. Thank you to everybody tweeting about the show, the Davenport, Evan Weston, Beard and Bowtie, Evil Chase, LG, Jared, Don Chapel, Ted Winscott, Crazy Legs 2, everybody. We really appreciate it. And so thank you. We got a thread going on the Max Fun forums. We're going to make a new sampler. And we want your suggestions for what bits we should include. And if you can, throw in like a episode number and a time code, if possible, to tell me where to look. That'll make it a lot easier to get all that set up.
I want it.
And while you're on MaximumFun.org, make sure to check out all the other Max Fun podcasts. Throwing Shade, Jordan Jesse Go, Bullseye, Josh John Hodgman, Risk, Memory Palace, International Waters. What am I forgetting? Stop podcasting yourself.
There's always one. There's like 13 shows. And they're all free and they're all amazing. But it's hard to remember them. They're all like a bunch of words, you know?
Well, that's because MaximumFun.org is a website on the grow.
Yeah, it's true. I want to thank John Roderick and the Long Winters for the use of our theme song, It's a Departure, off the album Putting the Days to Bed. Even they have a podcast, Roderick on the Line, with Merlin Mann from You Look Nice Today. It's not on the Maximum Fun Network, though. Am I allowed to endorse it? I think so.
Yeah, I think that's fine. Legally speaking, I think you're in
fine. Let me check our contract. Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
And, we're trying to plan some live shows. We're doing Max FunCon West, so get your tickets if there are even any still available. It's, like, the most fun weekend ever. But we're going to try and do some more live shows, hopefully somewhere up New England, the Boston, New York, Philly region. So if you have any suggestions, drop those in the forum, too, or email us at mbimbam@maximumfun.org,
And make sure that when you email us that you put, like, in the subject line, either say live show in there or something along those lines so that when we're scanning through, I can pick those out.
Final Yahoo answer question was sent in by Adam Schwally. Thank you, Adam. It's by Yahoo Answers user Abdulia, who asks, can you get a tattoo while breastfeeding?
I'm Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been My Brother, My Brother, and Me. This is your dad. School down the lips.